In our reading from the book of Exodus this morning, we have this focus on this tent. It said tent like 25 times, it seemed like in the first reading. What's with this tent? Why is Moses living in a tent? Or why is God revealing to Moses what he wants this tent to look like? It might seem like a small detail, but it's a really important theme that is very present in the book of Exodus. We know that last week we had this theme of freedom, of God bringing the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt back to the promised land. Well, they're not there yet. That doesn't happen until the book of Deuteronomy. But what's going on in Exodus now? Just yesterday, we had the sin of the golden calf, where Moses had gone up on the mountain, came back, and the people were worshiping this golden calf. The principle we move now into in the book of Exodus is this, everyone. It's not so much about slavery and freedom anymore. It's now about this. God wanting to be close to his people. That God wants to be close to us. Not in some kind of vague way, but he wants to dwell amongst his people and be close to them. And so what does he do? He tells Moses, build this place where I can be in contact with my people. This tent, because remember, they're not in the promised land yet, is a temporary one that they can pick up and take with them as they move closer and closer to the promised land. But what's then going to happen in the promised land? God's going to have them build a temple, the temple of Jerusalem, where he can be worshiped. So the tabernacle, this tent, everyone, is a foreshadowing of the temple. And what's the temple foreshadowing of? Of Christ. Of another place where we come into contact with God. So today, let's remember that God wants to be close to us. He wants to dwell among us. He wants to live in our hearts. He wants to be present with us. Some of you might know a little bit about the Missionaries of Charity, Mother Teresa's great order, spread throughout the world. They usually set up their houses in big cities where they can minister to the poor. In every single house where these Missionaries of Charity work, they have a chapel. On the back wall of the chapel, behind the altar, they have a crucifix. Next to the crucifix, they have two words. The words are, I thirst. Jesus' words from the cross. Oftentimes, we think of those words, I thirst, and we think of our thirst for God. Those two words aren't there because it's about our thirst for God. Whose words were they? They were Christ's words. That he says, I thirst to us. That he thirsts for you and he thirsts for me. Because this principle is found throughout Scripture, that God wants to be close to his people, and we get to receive him right now.